Hello and welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Kinda Cool Podcast. I'm joined by my lovely girlfriend Megan today, and she's sipping some water, so she can't really say hi just yet. I'm going to keep winging it until she can.
Hello. It was nice and fresh, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, we heard the... Okay. So, this week, we're just going to kind of hang out, talk. I don't have anything specific to talk about. No guest again. Keep trying to find people. I think I want to have... I'm really going to try to push for someone that is in the ASMR community to talk to them, because I really love ASMR, and it's been something that I don't have a lot of other friends or people that, you know, really like it or want to talk about it. So it'd be cool to talk with someone about it. So that's a goal of mine, to find an ASMR creator out there that would want to chit chat. But we'll talk about... Megan had an eventful weekend. This was Halloween weekend, so we'll just kind of talk about that. And I have I'm watching the Dallas game right now too. It's on mute, so if you hear me just like making any noise, yeah, it's because we're watching the game. So Megan, tell me about... she went to the spooky castle haunted house thing. Tell us about that.
So first, I want to say Peyton went trick or treating with her grandma. Here in Ada on Saturday for Halloween, because it was her dad's year to have her for Halloween. But somebody... I'm looking at her Halloween candy right now, and somebody gave her a big old deal of Spree. Remember Spree?
Oh, yeah.
So weird, right? Anyway, these expired in March of 2020.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they're fine. That's just...
right, it's candy. It's probably candy, okay.
But... just to be safe, you know, they have to put an expiration date on it. But it's fine. But it's just funny that they're expired, because either nobody wanted to buy them off the shelf, so they went over, or they were like, oh shit, we're out of candy. Oh, I think I have some Spree in the junk drawer. Give them those.
Yeah. I wonder if they had a whole roll of it, or like a whole box of them.
No clue. But actually, she wasn't going to people's houses. She did the trunk or treat on Main Street. And it was like a bunch of like businesses that were doing it. So I bet maybe it was like the Dollar General. They were giving out the candy that didn't sell.
The candy that's been stuffed in the back for...
yeah, I guarantee that's where it came from, was the Dollar General.
Oh, man.
And they said, we haven't sold these in forever. Give those out to the kids.
All right.
Okay, anyway.
No Spree on Spree. That's a terrible joke. Like,
was it even a joke? Does it count?
No, it doesn't. It was supposed to be like a pun. There's not a shopping spree for Spree.
Oh, okay, I get it now, but...
there you go.
I didn't get it then. I wish I could... Yeah,
do it. Move the thing
there
around.
There we go. Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, because I was sick of having to lean up. Anyway, so this weekend was Halloween, and as everybody knows, Halloween is Miss Week's very, very favorite
holiday.
Are
you talking like in your talking to kids' voice, it sounds like?
Sorry.
It's okay. I just think it's funny. It was a little funny. Were you talking in that voice?
Uh-huh.
Kind of. It was a very, very soft. And you said Miss Week's.
Okay. Anyway, I call myself Miss Weeks a lot because I don't want to call myself Megan on accident in front of my children, but it actually has happened before.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Anyway, so Halloween is my very favorite holiday. I love it. It's great. I love that it's spooky. I love that you get free candy. It's the best. There's no holiday that is better than Halloween. Anyway... so this Halloween, I didn't have my daughter, and I usually go trick-or-treating with her stepmom, and her stepmom and I take Peyton and her little brother, Logan. That's Charlotte's baby, not mine, but Peyton's little brother. We usually go together so that the kids can go together, but this year, Charlotte and Colby, her dad, had to work late, so Colby's mom took her instead. And I mean, I have a good relationship with his mom still, but it would have been a little awkward, so I decided I didn't want to go.
Seems a little more than a little awkward, but I don't know your relationship with him.
I mean, She's a very, very, very kind lady. She's always nice to me. We still talk on Facebook, but I mean, she's not somebody that I just go out to eat with anymore. So,
yeah, I gotcha.
But it would have just been a little awkward at the beginning and then it would have been fine. But I was also invited to go hang out with my cousin in the city, and she wanted to take her best friend Serena to the haunted castle and celebrate her birthday a little bit. So my best friend Jenna and I were like, yeah, let's do it. So Jenna and I drive up to the city and we meet Hannah and Serena at Hannah's house. Serena got off work later in the day, so she actually got there right as we were pulling up. We got there at the exact same time. Anyway, then I had to drive my car for the first time because Jenna always drives us because I am very, very, very afraid to drive in the city. I know that that makes me a wimp and it makes me a crybaby, but it gives me a lot of anxiety. Like I hyperventilate if I get in too much traffic. I get really scared. Jamin can attest to that.
Yep.
It's happened. I don't know. It's just, you know, I didn't have a license for like 5 years. I didn't drive for so long that it's still scary to me a little bit.
Wait, you didn't have a license for 5 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Like when you turned 16?
Well, no. So I didn't drive from 18 or 17 after I had Peyton, so almost 18.
Oh, yeah.
Very close to 18 until, like, I think I started driving again at, like, 22.
Mm-hmm.
So, 19, 20, 22, 3 years. Okay, 3 years, not that much, but...
Very formative years for driving experience.
Still, yeah. So... driving in the city freaks me out. Anyway, so normally Jenna always drives because of that and because she's just a really good driver. But Jenna, she ordered,
put that on her resumes?
Yeah.
Jenna, very good driver.
She ordered her driver's license instead of going to the DMV, you know?
I know.
Because of the Rona.
Yeah.
So, but it's not in yet. And her driver's license expired before it came in.
Bad, Jenna.
No, I mean, she did it a long time ago. It just hasn't come in.
The Rona sucks.
Anyway, so she asked me if I would drive. She was very nervous about it because, you know, I suck. And she knows that personally as well.
Suck?
Yeah, I drove us in Shawnee one time and she vowed I would never drive her again to anywhere that wasn't in Ada or to McAllister.
But you drove today.
But I had to because her driver's license is expired.
Right. You about said suspended.
I know. I kept saying that all day and Jenna was like, no, not suspended, just expired. Anyway.
So you got up there.
So we get up there Saturday night.
Saturday night and it's time to party.
It's like.
Get real naughty.
Probably like 6 or so. And we're all ready to go. And then we leave. We take my car because Hannah's car tires are bald. So we can only take my car. So they wanted me to drive. But first of all, I had just drove an hour and a half to get to Hannah's house.
Right.
I can't do it. It freaks me the fuck out. Anyway, Serena ends up driving. She drove the 2 hours to the Muskogee Haunted Castle. And we get there and realize as we're like getting there that they close at 10. We didn't get there till like 9:30. It's 9:30 and they closed at 10.
And this was on Halloween night.
Yes, on Halloween night.
So they were popping?
It's their last night because Halloween night is the last night they do it. So they have to, like, the next day they're going to have to, like, take it all down and shit. So they're about done with it. They've been doing it all month. They're about done.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't get there till 9:30. But as we get there, we're, like, asking the ticket ladies, should we probably only do one because What if we don't get through one before 10 and they tell us, oh, no, don't worry. We just stopped selling tickets at 10 and stopped letting people in at 10. Once you're in here, you get to do everything you purchase. And then after you've done everything you've purchased, you leave. But if you aren't done by like a certain time, I can't remember the time, you have to be done by a certain time or you won't get to do it. You can't just sit around and say, oh, I'm going to wait 30 minutes before I go into the Casa Morte.
Yeah.
You have to go do it. But since we were there so late, we did not have to wait in a single line. We only did two things because we wanted to be courteous because we knew we didn't get done buying our tickets till like 9:40. And we knew they were going to be trying to start closing in 20 minutes. So we only bought two. We bought tickets for the torture chamber, which was one skull out of 1 to 5. And then we bought tickets to the haunted hayride, which was 2 skulls out of 5. So we didn't do anything super scary because none of us are into like super, super scary. Well, I think Serena and I are more into like a little more scary than Hannah or Jenna.
Yeah. Was Hannah freaking out a little bit?
Hannah freaked out a little bit, but I wouldn't say too awful much.
I like that, too awful much.
I mean, she was scared, but she wasn't, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
But she also knew that, like, one skull is fun for the whole family. 2 skulls is, like, not recommended for small children. Mm-hmm. And then 3 skulls is not recommended for children or something along that line.
Tell me more about this place that you went to. So, is it like a...
Have you ever been there?
No. I mean, okay. It sounds like you have three or five different, has it got to be a big place?
It's a really big place. So it's actually like, it's a big castle and there's lots of different rooms in the castle.
Mm. Is it a real castle?
I don't
know. Or is it just a building that looks like a castle?
I mean, oh, it's just a building that looks like a castle, but I mean, it's like made out of stones and...
Right. I mean, but does it legit look like a castle?
It legit looks like a castle. It's not like an actual old-ass castle.
Yeah, that they repurposed.
They built it.
That would be so sweet.
But it looks just like a castle, and it's huge. It's got tons of different rooms.
I'm sure I could look up pictures on the internet and they would see.
And then they have outdoor stuff as well. Like inside the castle, they have the torture chamber and the catacombs. And then they have a gift shop. And then they have...
What's in the gift shop?
T-shirts? Well, hold on. I'll explain that later because I was getting there and then you decided that you wanted to...
Interrupt?
You wanted to interrupt and have me explain what all the castle looks like and everything.
Well, because this stuff is more interesting.
Then they have like the Dominicus Morticus or some shit like that. I never remember what it's called in there. And that's a big haunted castle thing too. That's like a big haunted go through rooms type thing. That one's 4 skulls, which is one of their scariest ones. And then they also have the Casa Morte in there. And is another 4 skull one.
Casa Morte.
That's the one that has like the ring girl in it that comes out of the well and stuff. Yeah.
Did you see her?
No, we didn't do that one. That's
It's not really ring girl though, right? It just looks like her.
I mean, she's just dressed up like her.
Mm. But I mean, in the story of the ride quotes mark, was it really supposed to be?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Samara. Yeah.
That's funny.
But, I mean, there's not really a story behind it. You just walk through it, but...
Like, was there a well?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I said she comes out of a well.
She does? Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes.
I want to be an actor.
The Casa Morte is a lot... That one is kind of, like, themed after the ring. Yeah. I used to go here every year. After I turned like 8, my dad took me every single year until probably 16. So I've been here a lot, and we always did the Dominicus Morticianus or whatever the hell it's called, and the Casa Morte. We did those every year, no matter what. And then we would usually do like a one or two more, depending. But the Casa Morte and the Domus Horrificus, yeah, I think that's what it's called. Something.
Dang, you got this down.
Domus
though.
Horrificus.
So are these? Those all sound like Latin names.
Those used to be the 2 5 skulls ones, but now they've bumped them down to 4 skulls. And those used to be the scariest ones. They used to be the only two that were 5 skulls.
So you did those before?
I've done those every year from I was 8 to 16. I did those every year.
Oh my gosh.
Because my dad wanted to do the scariest ones, and those were the 5 skull ones, so those were the ones we did.
So
but now they've bumped those down to 4 skulls, and they've changed the zombie run and the torture cavern or some shit like that. I don't remember. Now those are the only 2 5 skull ones.
Have they kept them the same each year?
I mean, they change, but really, I mean, you don't have to change them too much because it's like jump scares. And the only thing, they like change where stuff is and they change where the jump scares are going to happen. So you can't really predict them.
But the costumes and all that stuff.
But the costumes and stuff pretty much stay the same.
Or the same villains and whatever. Same looking kind of people.
Which, and I'm just saying from when I was like 8 to 16, they might not even have Samara in there anymore.
Right,
we didn't do that one. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But from the time I was 8 to 16, she was always in there.
They may have changed it to like Annabelle or some shit.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's
I don't know. Now
Annabelle is more of a thing than,
yeah,
than Samara.
And they probably have. But I don't know. Anyway, so there were like 4 or 5 different scare rooms in the castle. But they're not like just one room. Like you have to go through a maze and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So it's long. Like anytime I did the Casa Morte or the Horrificus thing.
Horrificus Pontificus.
Those are always, like, you spend about 15, 20 minutes going.
Sounds like a Harry Potter spell.
You spend, like, 15 or 20 minutes going through that haunted house. But the torture chamber and catacombs that we went through this time, they only took us, like, 5 minutes. And then the haunted hayride was about 20 minutes long. But then they also have like...
Was there kids or something on that?
Yeah. Yeah. Also like on the outside, they have a jousting arena and they have tons of different shops where they sell like funnel cakes and root beer. And then they sell like beer on like tap or they have tons of shops and they have gift shops. But the haunted castle is not what this place is actually for. Like, it's not just a haunted thing. They dress this up. This is just the Castle of Muskogee. It's actually like a tribute to the medieval times. And so that's where they have the medieval festival.
Festival.
Shut up. So it normally, like, has knights and you can see they, like, set up the castle as a museum and you see all this shit. And they always have, like, they still always have the shops, but it has just, instead of Halloween stuff in it, they have, like, night stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they have jousting festivals.
Is it kind of like, is it like medieval times?
Well,
like, the eating, like, the restaurant and show?
No.
So
no,
it's
they
not,
don't
it's
do
more
that.
Just a show
yeah.
than a...
But you can, like, get, like... the turkey legs and stuff, but
yeah.
You really just walk around and like they have lots of like.
So no one really jousts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There's a part for that. It's just not.
It's usually they do it during certain like times of the year. It's not like every day you can go there and watch a jousting thing.
Oh, gotcha.
They have certain like weeks out of the month.
Like a con type thing, like a convention type thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they have like certain weeks out of the month where you can go and watch all this stuff.
Everyone
and they have people dressed up walking
LARPs.
Around. It's super fun. And then they also, for Christmas, They do. Yeah. Hannah, Jenna, Serena, and I have already decided we're going for Christmas, but they have like a light thing.
A light show?
They do lights in the castle, out of the castle, everywhere. And then when you get to the end, you get hot chocolate.
Is there ice skating?
No. Damn it. At the end, you get hot chocolate, but it is beautiful.
That sounds like a vlog waiting to happen. I should have went to the haunted thingy just for a vlog of it.
Well, you weren't invited.
I wasn't invited even.
Well, baby, you don't like it, first of all. But I really, really think you would have been okay with the ones that we did. Yeah. Because they were really pussy shit. well, like, there was a little kid on the haunted hayride with us, which was the two skull one, just laughing. She was like 7, and she was just laughing the whole time.
That's Peyton's age.
Yeah. That's why I said that I thought she was 7, because she looked like Peyton's age.
Ah.
She was about as tall as Peyton, and...
I hope that we could go next year and do this.
Yeah.
I like the hayride type thing. It's... because that doesn't seem as bad, because we're outside... Like, what I don't like is the corridors, like the tight corridors, and then just having to walk through the path.
Yeah, that's what the Casa Morte and the Horrificus thing are. And see, for me, I was disappointed this time. I was pretty disappointed because I didn't really get scared at all.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, a lot of Halloween is getting scared. Which, don't get me wrong, I had a lot of fun with everything we did, but I wish that I would have had one that was a little bit more scary. I don't know. It's just, you know, every year that I went to the Casa Morte and I went to the Domus Horrificus or whatever the hell it's called.
Dome of Horrors. Domus Horrificus.
I think that's what it is. Domus funny. Horrificus. I think that's what it is.
That's funny.
But I know the last word is Horrificus. But I can't, I know the first one starts with a D, but I can never remember what it is.
Whoa, Megan.
Huh?
My chair's floating.
Oh my God, fuck you.
Would you, can you say it again so that I can stop floating up in the
Domus Horrificus.
All right, thanks. I came back down.
Dumb. But those are what I'm kind of used to, you know? Mm-hmm. And the one that I went to a couple years ago with Jenna and all my Walmart friends.
Yeah.
That one was really scary. And so I think that I was just expecting to be a little bit more scared than I was. And it was a little disappointing for me. But I still had super amounts of fun. It was still so, so fun. But I think next year I'll want to do like a 3-skull one. Even if just Serena and I go to that one. Because I don't think Hannah will want to go to a 3-skull one, and I don't think Jenna would, and I know that you won't. but Serena wanted to go to, like, the 5-skull one. And so I think that maybe next time I might be a little bit happier if Serena and I do the 3-skull one together, and then we all do, like, a couple 1-skull or 2-skulls together.
And I just kind of stand there.
You wouldn't do a 1-skull or 2-skull?
Maybe.
I'd
do the hayride for sure.
Yeah, the haunted hayride is a 2-skull. And there was a kid that looked to be about 7 laughing on it. And it says fun for the family.
Yay, I'm family.
And if it's fun for the family, they mean like a 5-year-old can come. So,
yay, I'm 5 years old.
But... all in all, it was so much fun. I had a whole lot of fun. I wish we would have gotten there a little bit earlier because we didn't get to go in any of the shops. They were already closed.
Were the people, you know, maybe it wasn't as scary because the people weren't trying as hard.
Probably because it was their last day.
Yeah. They were like, they've been doing it all night, I'm sure, since like 6 or 7.
Yeah,
we're so tired.
It opens when it gets dark. That's when it opens. But that we did not wait in a single line. There was no line when we went to the haunted hayride. Normally, like usually, I would wait 1 to 2 hours to get into the Casa Morte or the Domus Horrificus.
Maybe COVID year has kind of messed that up too.
Yeah, I think so. But literally, we walked up to the haunted hayride and they were like, how many? And we said, 4. And they said, come on, and put us on there. And then when we went to the torture chamber, we didn't wait at all either.
Did she get tortured?
No, the torture chamber was actually the part where you just looked at all the old torture devices, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then the catacombs were the part that had the 2 jump scares. And
yeah, the catacombs thing freaks me out too. Like, As Above, So Below, there's a movie about the tombs under the French, under the ground, there's catacombs that are just like where lots of people were mass burials or some shit. So there's just skulls galore. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, in the catacombs, this one was our one that was only one skull, but it was like almost pitch black in there. And then they give you a flashlight, though. And they tell you that the flashlight is dimmed. It was a pretty dim flashlight. And also, you can put it on the floor always and it'll work. But on the
floor?
Yeah, if you point it at the floor, it'll always work. But some places, they've like used blackout paint, so the flashlight stops working. And then there were 2 like animatronic jump scares in it where just some little thing from like Walmart comes out and goes, boo! Oops. Or, ah ha ha! And the first one got me. It scared me a little bit, but it was just like a little toy that
came. No live people.
Yeah, there were no live people in it. And they told us that at the beginning. They were like, there's no live people. There are a couple of jump scares, but no live actors. The flashlight always works on the floor, but it goes out other places. So if it goes out and it scares you, too bad, just put it on the floor and it'll work. And we were like, okay.
That's cool how they've rigged that up. I wonder how they did that.
Yeah. I think he said it was blackout paint. And then he did something special to the flashlight to dim it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was very cool. I really liked it. And Hannah and I are both pussies, and we weren't really scared of that one or the haunted hayride. But they have a zombie run there. That one's new. That one's one of the 5-star ones now. Did I already tell you all about this?
You told me about that it's like running away from the zombies.
Did I tell it on this or did I tell it to just to you?
You just told it to me.
Oh. So the zombie run.
Did you see any of the zombies? Any of the actor people that look like zombies?
No, I didn't. It's like far off.
I bet those people are freaking tired. Because they probably chase people all day.
The zombie run, there's people dressed up like zombies and their instructions. It's like an escape room and you have to escape from it without getting like eaten by a zombie. But they can't touch you or anything, but you have to run from these zombies.
How can they eat you if they can't touch you? How can you be out of the game?
Well, no, you have to escape. You have to escape out of the room.
Yeah, but don't you have to run?
Yes, you have to run. They're not going to really eat you, babe. You're going to get out either way. You're going to escape from the building either
way. But I'm just saying if you just stand there and stop,
then you're not going to have any fun, and they're going to have to, like,
run around you.
Yeah, and they're probably going to say, the exit's right there. Either participate or leave, because they've got the next group that's about to come in.
they just stay. They're like, ah, and there's this, like, all in character besides one guy. Hey, can you leave?
Yeah.
He looks like a zombie.
But that one was rated 5 skulls, but I think it's probably...
I give this ride 5 out of 5 skulls.
It's probably because they're actually chasing you. Like, there's no jump scares in it, really, I don't think. I mean, I didn't do it, so I don't know.
You're just speculating here.
There's probably a few jump scares, but I think the scariest part is they're, like, really chasing after you, and you also have to try and figure out how you can get out of this room. Like, it's not just a straight shot, see if you can run to the end, see who's faster. You have to, like, figure out a way to get out, too, as, like, a team, I think. That's what I don't know that is true, That's just what I got from the description of it. Because they write a description under each one. And it said like something like, hatch a plan to escape with your teammates or something. And then there was one more that was rated 5 skulls. Pretty much there was 2 different ones for each level of skull, except for the 3 skulls. We didn't have any 3 skulls.
Each level of skull.
Yeah, like they had 2 5-skulls, 2 4-skulls.
I wonder, can we get a skull counter for this episode? How many times has Megan said skull?
Fuck you,
probably, babe. 50 times.
Okay, you wanted me to talk about this. I didn't know you were going to be a freaking asshole.
I'm just joking with you. It's funny to poke fun at you for saying skull so much.
It's not fun for me.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, it was super, super a lot of fun. The worst part about it was the 2-hour drive to get there from the city and then the 2-hour drive back.
How would you rate the drive on a scale of 1 to 5 skulls?
4 skulls.
4 skulls out of 5.
I mean, I had a lot of fun talking
for difficulty.
Babe.
I'm just saying, is it?
No, for fun.
So it was a fun drive there and back.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun talking. We had a lot of fun singing. It would have been 5 skulls if it were a little shorter. Like, I wish that it were a 1-hour drive.
Yeah, that's far. Where is this at again?
It's in Muskogee.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I went there so much as a child.
I've never been to Muskogee.
I went to the Castle of Muskogee a lot as a child for, like, the medieval festival, just for random stuff. For the haunted castle, for Christmas. I went all the time, but that's because it's 45 minutes from McAllister. So it wasn't like a big trip for us. I mean, it was a big trip, but it was less than an hour. And then this time we drove 2 hours, and Jenna and I had already drove 1.5 hours to get to Hannah's, you know? Yeah,
it'd been easier just to drive from here.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we were going to do, but Hannah was like, no, I want to all ride together.
Right.
So we did.
Of course.
And I'm glad we did. It was a lot of fun.
It's always funner that way.
Anyway, then we come back to Oklahoma City after our 2-hour drive because there wasn't really anywhere in Muskogee to eat that was still open. And we wanted to eat. We were hungry because I hadn't eaten since we ate that McDonald's at 10:30. And Jenna hadn't eaten since noon, so we were all hungry. I need to take a pause. Can you, like, pause it?
Okay.
Are you able to do that?
Yeah, I'll pause it.
Okay.
That was just an abrupt pause.
Okay. 32. Anyway, do you remember what I was saying?
So we're back. I do not remember.
I was saying the drive was super fun. I wished that it would have been shorter, like 45 minutes, like the drive that I made every year.
You're talking about food.
Yeah, okay.
But y'all didn't eat.
Okay, so we were going to stop and eat, but there was nowhere to eat in Muskogee, so we decided to just wait until we got back to the city. And also, we wanted to let Serena out because she worked from like 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. or something like that. The day that we went, and she had to work at 7 a.m. the next day, and it was already like 1 o'clock or something when we dropped her off. Luckily, the time changed back at 2,
right?
It went back to 1 at 2, so she got 1 hour more than she would have, which was good. But anyway, so then Hannah, Jenna, and I were like, okay, we're really tired. Do we want to go eat, or do we want to just go through a drive-through, or do we want to just not eat? So we ended up deciding to go ahead and go to IHOP because I hadn't eaten since 10:30. Jenna hadn't eaten since noon. Hannah had eaten around 4, but she was hungry too. And there were not really any drive-thrus we were really wanting to eat at. And IHOP was only 8 minutes away from where we were. So we were like, okay, we'll just go to IHOP. Anyway, we get to this fucking IHOP and there's a wait. And we're like, what the fuck? But we stay and we wait. And they told us it was going to be like 15, 20 minutes, but it ended up only being like 5 minutes. Turns out, though, the host that sat us was the only lady there that was hosting. She was hosting. She was the only waitress. She was the only person getting to-go orders ready for, like, the DoorDash people and Uber Eats and anybody that just came for their own order. She was handling the customer complaints. And the dining room was entirely full. Entirely full. And she was the only waitress. And she was back in the kitchen helping, too. Come to find out, the night shift last night just walked out. Every single one of them walked out and quit.
That's horrible.
Yes. And so that was...
I can't imagine that happening to me at work. If, like, everyone just left, like, half of the shift left. I'm like, what the frick,
dude? Yeah, but literally every single one of the night shift quit. And then...
What if they quit? I mean, did they go on strike, maybe, instead of quitting?
I don't know.
Maybe, because they got to be hired back or something.
Well, she said they all walked out.
Yeah.
They didn't come back tonight. They walked out last night and didn't come back tonight. Yeesh. Anyway, so the managers asked all of day shift to cover the night shift as well. And so, like, half of day shift stayed for the night. And the other half of day shift is going to cover tomorrow, the day.
Eesh.
And so the people that were serving us and everything, first of all, they only had half staff.
Just give the people what they want. The night shift. What are they so mad about?
I don't know. We didn't think to ask. But they only had half their normal amount of people. The restaurant was booming. And the people that they had worked all day. And then they were covering the night, too. So they were exhausted, I bet. But, man, even though this waitress was exhausted, she was a great-ass waitress. And she was covering the whole damn fucking building, too. And it was full.
Did you get her name?
I didn't. Hmm. I'm not sure what her name was.
Probably a Peggy or something like that.
She was like 40 or so.
Some kind of hardworking.
But she...
Name...
We never didn't have refills. Our whole entire order was correct. She didn't even write it down. She repeated it back to us after she took our orders. And, like, we had different kinds of eggs. We had hot chocolates. We had orange juices, waters. Hannah and Jenna both got different types of pancakes, like, you know, with different, like, fruits and shit on it. And she remembered all of it. She got all of it right. Anytime we needed something, she had it there right away. And she was like that with everybody. She was great. And then we had some dude sitting right next to us, like super close to us, because the tables were really close together for some reason. I don't know why, because of the Rona. But the tables were really close together. And so he just listened to our entire conversation the whole time. And we were there for a long time. Like, I think we were there for like almost 2 hours, legitimately, because our food did take a very long time. It did.
So you're saying that you were there at IHOP till like 3 a.m?
Oh, no. The time changed while we were there.
Oh, yeah. So I went from 2 to 1.
And...
Then did y'all leave at 2-ish?
Yeah, and then we got home around 2:30.
So yeah, I would have been there till 3:30 or 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I was asleep by like 10:30 or 11.
I know.
And I was so tired. I can't believe.
Yeah, we were there
for doing so much shit.
We were there for a very long time, but I mean, they had a full ass restaurant and half their cooks and one waitress who also had to host. And also had to do the delivery stuff, or the get it ready for the delivery people.
Yeah.
So I think they did a great job. I really do. Anyway, the guy next to us was cracking up, because, especially me, he thought I was really funny. He thought I was hilarious.
Did
but
you say that?
He was cracking up the whole damn time.
What'd you say? That was so funny.
I mean, I just feed off people.
I just vibe. I vibe and I rib.
Anyway, so we ask her for our check, and she says that the guy that was next to us took care of it already. Like, he paid for our meal. And like I said, I got 3 drinks. Hannah got 4 drinks.
What? Hot chocolates?
Yeah. No, hot chocolate, like orange juice, water, soda.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all was pigging out, huh?
Yes, and we all had a meal.
Did you get appetizers?
No, we didn't get an appetizer.
Did you get some pancakes?
I didn't get pancakes. I got French toast and
of course,
bacon and eggs toast. And a whole bunch of shit. Like, he spent a lot of money on us. And
yeah,
I feel real
$100?
Bad. And no, probably not $100. I'd say probably like, I think that it was probably like $50. Ish, but that's a lot of money to spend on strangers. And we had no idea. We didn't even tell this guy thank you, because he left like probably 20 minutes before we did, and we did not even know, so we didn't get to tell him thank you. And I feel real bad, because that was so nice. And like, we asked the waitress like why, and she didn't know. But I really think it's just because we were funny and he had a good time sitting next to us, I think is why.
Did he never say anything to you guys?
No, he never said anything to us, but he like,
he looking at you?
Yeah, he was like looking at us and laughing when we said stuff.
Did y'all look at him?
And
y'all weren't creeped out by this or weirded out by this?
No, I mean, I saw him, like, looking at us and laughing at the stuff that we said a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I didn't really think of anything of it, because I would have laughed if I heard somebody else saying it.
Like what, for example?
Hold on. And our tables were, like, this far apart from each other, so there's no way that he wouldn't hear it.
Megan made, like, an inch thing with her fingers. Mm-hmm. Like,
they were very, very close. Like, uncomfortably close. So I knew that he could hear every single thing we were talking about. And also, I'm a very loud person. Like, when I'm hyped, I'm very loud.
And
I was hyped.
Yeah, Megan gets hyped.
Yeah, I was hyped.
When she's
so,
out with the girls, she gets hyped.
Yeah, so I was loud. Even if he wasn't hella super close.
He could hear you.
He could have heard me.
Yeah.
Because, like, the people all the way on the other end of the fucking building probably could hear me.
Yeah, especially when you laugh, it's uncontrollable loudness.
Yes.
You can't control it.
Okay, thanks, babe.
What? That's a known fact.
Anyway.
It's cute and fine.
Apparently, though, Jenna thought that he did pay for it, because she's a lot more observant than me and Hannah. Hannah and I had absolutely no idea. But after the waitress told us that he had paid for it for us, Jenna was like, I thought that he might have done that, because I see that he has 2 checks sitting there on his table face down. And also, after the waitress asked if he was ready for his check and he said yes, he got up and followed her and talked to her for a second and then came back. So I kind of thought that maybe he did that. And I was like, oh, Jenna's hella observant. I noticed that there were 2 receipts on the table.
Yeah.
And there was a small one stacked on top of a big one.
Yeah.
But I just thought that he left his copy of the receipt.
What if he didn't pay for y'all and y'all just thought he did and you just left?
Well, the waitress told us.
Oh, okay. So you...
Because, like, we asked her if we could get our check, and she said, oh, he took care of it already. You guys are good.
Did you say thank you to him? He's gone
No,
already?
He had gone 20 minutes before we even asked for our check.
Oh, man.
What
if you had to order something else?
Then I guess we would have had to pay for it.
Yeah. We want more hot chocolate for the road, please.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you had all your meal paid for except for now $3.
Yeah. Those hot chocolates were $5 each, and we got 2 of them.
My gosh.
Yeah.
But they're good, though, huh?
I didn't like it. Hannah liked it a lot. It was an Oreo hot chocolate.
You got Oreo chocolate, too?
Yeah.
Dang, that sounds good.
Yeah. They were like $5
a piece. Surprised she didn't like that.
I did not. But I don't like super, super sweet stuff, and it was super, super sweet. I love regular hot chocolate, but I don't really like whipped cream on it. And this had like a wad of whipped cream. But Hannah really liked it. Yeah, I just could not believe this guy just that did not know us just paid for it. But he looked kind of well off, like not super well off, but you could tell he probably didn't work at Walmart. Sorry. Sorry. Love you. I'm just, you know what I mean. Like.
No, I don't. Elaborate.
Okay. I just meant you could tell that he was probably like.
He could work at Walmart and be like.
Yeah, I know. He just looked like a guy. Never mind.
You talk about.
I'm retracting the statement.
He looks like he doesn't work at McDonald's. Flipping patties.
No, I just meant like he looked like he had money. Like he was wearing very nice clothes.
Maybe he worked at Target. That's better.
I just mean, like, I was wearing, like, a band tee. And he was, like, wearing, like, a suit type thing.
Whoa, really?
Not, like, a suit, but,
a like. A suit?
No, but, like, you know, like, nice pants.
Like, khaki pants.
A nice
pants.
Top.
Nice top. Like a button-up shirt?
Yes!
Hey, jeez.
It was a button-up shirt, and it was, like, tucked in.
With
and
a tie?
He had a bow tie.
Whoa, fancy.
But, like, he didn't have the overcoat.
Yeah.
And I think he also had suspenders, which is weird.
No, he's going for that. He's going for that Neil deGrasse Tyson slash.
And he had, like, some really
Bill Nye,
nice.
The science guy look.
He had really nice, like, I think they were, like, Ray-Ban glasses, but right. Glasses. Because
yeah,
they had
circle?
Like the. Do what?
Were they circle?
No.
Dang it.
They were rectangle. I don't know if they were Ray-Ban, but they said something on the side.
Ray? What brand?
Ray brand? I don't know. Ray-Ban? I don't know.
Ray-Ban.
I hate you. You are so rude to me.
I'm sorry. I was just playing with you.
You're mean. You are mean.
I just can't
with
help
a point. Capital M.
Uh-uh.
I do not come for you.
I love you.
Yeah, but I don't come for you when you
you
say
just came
shit.
For me.
Uh-uh.
You just made fun of me for making it for working at Walmart.
No, I didn't.
You did too.
Babe, I worked at Walmart for 5 years.
Me too. Next.
Not yet.
In May. That's going to be crazy.
And
huh?
I go back every summer.
Yeah. Walmart Plus. Get it.
Make, yeah, I literally
give
go back.
Corporations
I love
some more
that
money
job.
So that
I,
can I
go
get
back
some more
every
money.
Summer. I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying I could tell that he did something.
Right.
That made some money.
Maybe he's a YouTuber.
Maybe.
I want to make. Come on, guys. Subscribe to the channel. Watch more videos of mine so that I can be a YouTuber. And make money from YouTube instead of being a Walmart person.
Anyway, it was very kind. If this guy hears this podcast, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for my free meal.
Yay.
The only thing that was bad about it was we weren't really able to tip the waitress.
Yeah.
Because not a single one of us had any cash whatsoever. And so we didn't have a way to tip her because she didn't run our cards because right. Our meals were already paid for. Now, I'm sure, I bet he probably left a tip.
Yeah, if he's paying for people's meals, he probably was left a good tip as well.
Probably.
Because you wouldn't go out of your way like that, especially if he knew the whole situation, which I'm sure he did, about that lady
yeah.
working so much and the night shift quitting. I bet he left a good tip.
I hope so. Because I felt bad that I couldn't leave anything for her because I had no cash. None of us had a single dollar
yeah.
in cash.
And it's a new world, everybody. Yep. You should be able to tip. You should ask for her Venmo or her Cash App or something.
Shit, for real.
Oh, my God.
But then... That was that, and then we left, and we went back home to Hannah's house, and we went straight to bed.
Straight to bed.
And
you
then
passed out.
I woke up at, like, 7:44. And I was like, what the hell? I've only been asleep for like, we ended up like getting there around 2:30, probably fell asleep around 2:45. So I had only been asleep for like 5 hours. And I was like, nope, I need to go back to bed. What the fuck? I saw that you had texted me already, but I was like, if I text him back, I'll wake up more. So I need to go back to bed.
Yeah, I figured that. I was like, man, she's not texting me. She's sleeping in.
Yeah.
And you said, I want to be back early.
Usually then
Jenna wants to be back early.
Hannah came and woke me up at 9:22. And she told me that she woke up around 7:45. And I hadn't told her this, that I woke up around 7:45 yet. She said, yeah, I woke up around 7:45 and I could not go back to sleep. And I was like, wow, I woke up at 7:44. But I did go back to sleep. And then she wanted Jenna to wake up. So she started like banging on the walls and shit.
Just to wake her up?
Yeah.
She didn't go in there and say, Jenna. No,
she just wanted it to be natural.
Right.
So she was like banging on the walls, pretending like it was natural. but then Jenna woke up pretty quickly. And then we went to that Honey Bunny Biscuit Co. place that I was telling you about. That was so delicious.
Yeah, biscuits.
And we spent about 20 minutes waiting in line there to order. And then we waited about probably 20, 30 minutes for our food. And then we ate. And then after that, we went shopping. And then we ended up finally being done. We only went to 2 stores. We only went to 1 Ross. And then we went to the Christmas store.
Wait, there was a... Oh, is that the Dusty's?
That's where I got your mask.
Or whatever.
That's where I got your mask. And I got all those actually, I got most of the Christmas decorations at Ross. But I got all of Peyton's stocking stuff that I got for her stocking. Actually, I didn't even show you the stuff I got for Peyton's stocking because I didn't want her to see it, but I got her.
Is it in that bag still?
Yeah. I got her 2 little, like, those rock candy suckers, you know?
Oh, yeah. Those are cool.
I loved those as a child.
They look like crystals?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
I got her this Rice Krispie chocolate treat, and it looks like Santa. And then I got her, and I got you one, too. I meant to get me one, and I thought that I did, but I had dropped them a few times. I think I forgot to pick one up. But I was going to get all 3 of us this little hot cocoa spoon. And it has like it has chocolate melted on the spoon and 3 marshmallows. And you heat up milk and then you stir it.
And it makes chocolate.
And it makes hot chocolate. And I got all 3 of us one, but somehow I only ended up with 2. So I might just give them both to Peyton in her stocking. Unless you really want one.
You know me, I love that stuff. But that'd be okay.
But I got those for her stocking. And then I got the present for Memart. I'm not going to say what it is in case she listens to this.
Oh, yeah. But I know what it is.
I got the present for Memart. And then I got the masks. And I spent like $50 there on those things.
Yeah, the masks are cool.
Yeah, they're little Christmas masks. And I found out that one of my students must have shopped there because he has some of the masks that were there. He has 3 Christmas masks, and they were all there. So I think he went and got them there.
At Dusty's?
That's not what it's called.
What is it?
I don't remember what it's called.
It's
called like the North Pole Company or something.
Oh, what's Dusty's?
That's just the brand of the mask.
Oh, because I see that with the T-E-E-S on it.
That's just the where they ordered the masks from.
Oh, I thought it's that like, was the store.
No, it was called like North Pole Company or something like
that.
That's
cool. I'm getting some. Stay tuned, guys, for a vlog video of us decorating for Christmas. We decorated for Halloween. Those got to come down this week. And I don't know what we'll do this week for a vlog. because is it too soon to, I mean, is it too much work to decorate for Christmas tomorrow and Tuesday?
Yeah, no, I want to do it this weekend.
Okay, so then this week's vlog will be something different. We'll figure out what it'll be. Maybe we'll do something. We'll do something to kick off Christmas. Maybe we'll do something for Thanksgiving, and then next week's vlog we'll start Christmas, because we can't just. I mean, I would rather skip over Thanksgiving, but you know, dedicate 1 week at least to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'll figure out something that's Thanksgiving themed.
Anyway,
back to Megan's stories.
Back to me. Anyway, so we went to Ross and we went to that North Pole place, and then we just dropped Hannah off and then we came back here. But I had a lot of fun. I'm glad that I went, because I don't know, you know, I was like, I really just want to spend the weekend at home. I've got stuff that I need to do. I'm tired. But I really, really had a lot of fun, and I'm so glad that I went. And I really love that Christmas store. I want to take you there. You'll love it. I won't buy anything there, really, because
it's expensive, probably.
It's so expensive. I found this thing I wanted to get my grandma so bad. I loved it, and I knew she would love it. But it was like $80. And it was something that she can only really use
in Christmas time.
Christmas.
Yeah.
So I was like, by the time she gets it, she won't even really be able to use it until the following year. And it's $80. So I was like, nah.
Yeah.
But what I got her, I think that she'll love.
That's like what I make in one whole week at Walmart.
Same as a teacher. Anyway, that was my weekend. I had a lot of fun. The only thing that would have made it better is if you were there with me.
Oh, how sweet. That's so precious. Yeah. So you want to hear about my weekend?
Sure.
I just hung out and chillaxed and watched TV and YouTube. That's it. Ate cake and ice cream like a fatso.
Yeah. I noticed that cake literally is almost gone.
Yeah.
I haven't had a piece.
I know. I almost ate the whole thing. It's not a huge cake, to be fair.
Yeah.
But it's a smaller, probably an 8-inch cake.
And yeah, then a circle. I mean, it was small.
8-inch diameter.
Still, maybe. I was like, hot damn. Yeah. You ate the whole thing.
It's good, though. And it's over,
there's like one little sliver left.
Yeah, over 3 days, I can put away some cake. But that's good to, like, get my... You know, you fill your void, or whatever you want to call it. Like,
yeah,
you stuff yourself, and then you make yourself sick of it, and then like, so now for a little while I'll be good to just kind of like, you know, fast and eat.
Yeah,
more healthiest.
Peyton healthier can eat stuff. That last little sliver. She'll be excited. She can eat it tomorrow.
Yeah, I told her that she could have it when she came in crying about her pumpkin was ruined and her life is over, or whatever. Mm-hmm. She gets to dramatic.
Yeah.
My life is ruined.
We probably should have put those pumpkins in the trash can to be taken out tomorrow, because they're going to rot soon.
Yeah. Well, you can tell Peyton that. She wants her, she'll cry for her pumpkin.
Not if we do it overnight and she doesn't notice.
She will notice. She'll be like, where's my pumpkin at when she comes home? You can't just throw it away and her not notice. She will. You'll have to tell her. Mm. It'd be worse to do that than just to tell her.
Fine.
Well, I don't know if it'd be worse. It'd be equal, I bet. It'd be the same thing. I guess we'd save ourselves a fight of having to not throw it away. If we just threw it away.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't want it to rot on the porch. I've had way too many pumpkins in my life rot on the porch.
Interesting. I have had zero.
I've had a lot.
I didn't do pumpkin stuff as much, I guess.
We carved pumpkins every single
year. I didn't.
And we never took them off the porch before they rotted.
Mm.
And it was always a disaster.
Why? Was it stink?
Yeah, it stinks and you got to pick it up. And it's like floppy and gross.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, I think maybe that's the end of our vlog because I don't have anything else to say. We're at an hour and you're really zoned into this game right now.
Well, yeah, we are done. That's it. Like, yeah, we got Megan's story. We talked about Halloween weekend.
I just want you to know that my loud ass talked for an hour about one weekend. And, like, you barely responded to anything. Like, just my loud-ass mouth.
Nuh-uh.
Talked for an hour.
That's a pick. I'm watching the football game. I mean, I was letting you go. I was letting you talk.
I know. I'm just saying I'm a loud mouth.
And I did talk back. You know,
a little.
I tried to interject with some funny bits to kind of break up the...
I'm bleeding.
Oh, no. From your face?
From my zit.
Aw. Thanks guys for listening to this podcast. I think this is episode 12 of the podcast.
Could be 14, could be 2.
I'm pretty sure it's 12. Oh no, that's not a pick. It looked like he had his other foot down first. Okay. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Megan, for joining me.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.